your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. He's written the first six episodes of the X-Files. It's about his experiences, and he's with us as he is every Thursday for 2 hours right here on Genesis Communications Network. And if you'd like to reach him through his website, it's RichardAllenMiller.com. A-L-A-N. RichardAllenMiller.com. And there's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com, page one, under the instructors section on page one at the bottom of the page where you see the instructors. You can click on Richard Allen Miller, take it right to his website. You know, Rick, the sequester means that the federal government is going to spend a little bit less than they have been spending. And it looks like the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is not going to be able to buy all those billions and billions of rounds of ammunition. They're going to be forced to buy fewer rounds. So that's kind of nice. So I really like the sequester. I think the sequester is a nice start, because one day, Rick, I was coming down the driveway. We live on a dirt road, and I turned from the dirt road with Mrs. Finelli, and we were in a truck, and I stopped the truck in our driveway, and I said, Mrs. Finelli, I've got it. I know the answer. All we have to do is borrow more. And if we borrow more, that'll solve all of our problems. And I didn't mean us as a family, because we don't owe anybody anything. We don't have any debt. But I meant as a nation. Let's just keep borrowing more and more and more. And that's, I was kind of laughing as I was saying it, because it was, it's insane. But that's what our government does. You know, when people are broke, they think that they can get out of it by digging a deeper hole. It's insanity. Now, and we can't do it. We cannot borrow, and think that we're going to do better. Every time that, years ago I had... I was a real estate investor. I had a horrible boss. This guy was the meanest guy on the planet. And I would get beat up, every Monday. I'd come to work and I'd get beat up because whatever happened over the weekend, it was my fault, because I was the first guy that got picked on. And I got sick of it. And I decided to buy some real estate and become somewhat financially insulated from having a job. So I had this, I had some apartment buildings and townhouses and so forth. And I had tenants. And, invariably, it was always the same. A tenant would get, 1 week behind. They'd miss the payment for the rent on the first of the month. And they'd say, I'll have it next Friday, I'll have it. And then that Friday, it was, I had to pay back the guy who lent me the money for the gas so I could go to work. And then, I had to put a starter in my truck or in my car. And it was like a downward spiral. And, it would end up that after 6 months, I'd have to evict the tenant for non-payment of rent. The bottom line is, when a person gets really deep into debt, it's really hard to pull out by borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. It's impossible. So that's my take on it, Rick. By the way, did you know there's a Maryland has a rain tax? Did you know about that?
No. What does that mean?
Well, okay, if you have property in Maryland where the ground does not absorb the rain, so if there's a runoff and something's paved over, they are going to pursue a tax based on lack of ground absorbing the rain.
In Medford, they put you in jail for collecting your own rainwater. Now, which way are we going to do
Right. Well, it's, I'll tell you what, I really don't want to see anybody coming on my property telling me that I cannot water my garden from water that I've collected on my property. I really hope that does not happen. It will be a bad day in Missouri when that happens. And it'll be a really bad day if they give me a hard time about how I...
in Oregon, their rationale is that the rain came from God and belongs to everybody in the state of Oregon.
Yeah.
That's how they got that bill. But, you know, I'm watching a chemtrail right now, and I decided to find out who's doing it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It is insecticides by a blanket bill that was passed that nobody talked about that allows defoliation of paraquat, 2,4-D, Agent Orange. They're doing it to America right now to try to control the crop, weeds, and everything like that. I thought it was to reflect sunlight back to the sun to stop global warming. No, it is herbicides and pesticides, and that is why I would place we did this on Monday, and I decided to try to find out what was really going on with chemtrails, and I can name these specific companies. They're huge insecticide companies that are doing this, blanketing. I'm watching a chemtrail happening right now as we speak, and it offends me to realize they're spending. Do you know how much it costs to run a jet across the sky? And someone is doing that. Where did that money come from, and what intentionality is it about? Who's funding it? And it's these big agricultural corporations that are trying to control crop growth in given regions of the United States. I didn't know that. That is because of this blanket statement. They have carte blanche to put anything they want in that chemtrail.
Rick, now's the time to talk about the three greatest threats. And, class, let me tell you what we did on Monday. Monday just passed. We did a live teleseminar with Dr. Richard Allen Miller at Ziggy's. And you've heard me mention, you know, we have a meetup every Monday in Springfield, and we take over a restaurant. And that's what we did. We set up a PA system like we always do, and Rick was on the other end of a digital line, and we did a live teleseminar, and we did the topics were the three greatest threats to humanity, and Rick, one of the three greatest that you mentioned on Monday was this climate manipulation chemtrails. Why don't we go right into it, because what you just said is absolutely alarming. I remember
you have no idea. It is number two in from a physics point of view, number two in the world has absolutely, we've got to address that. The first is Fukushima and what's happening yesterday alone. That didn't, make the news, but they're dumping billions, not millions, billions of radioactive water into the ocean as we speak. This means that nothing that you eat from the ocean is now safe. You can't even measure the toxicity with a Geiger counter, and yet is enough to collect in the bone marrow and will absolutely affect mankind. Right now, I would say that 50% of Japanese citizens are dead. They're not dead yet, but they're terminal. Because of exposure to radiation. 50% of Japan is probably now dead. I cannot believe how little the media is focusing on what is happening yesterday, today, in terms of leakage of water into the ocean. That's number one. Number two, of course, is this chemtrails that's everywhere. And, you know, I thought it was all weapons. Military experiment when I was back in Lebanon with you, and we encountered that very freak storm, which most likely was a direct result of using chemtrails as a weapon. However, the primary use of chemtrails right mass blanket of insecticides on the earth. That's what it's about. And the third list, the most important seriousness, is the GMOs. You know, they don't synthesize chemicals for inoculating flu and virus in a laboratory anymore. What they do is they grow it in sunflowers, and they extract the inoculant from the plant directly. And what happens when that plant escapes into the wild is that it is now those inoculants and immunizations that they're, you know, giving children that's causing ADD and all the rest of it is now in our food chain. You know, we have this more. There's a lot more on the list. Those are the top three. And I don't think anybody has a clue yet what it all means. I know as a scientist, I don't, but I am extremely concerned as a scientist. And nobody's talking about it. The media certainly isn't making a big flap about it. They worry about the shooter in Boston and the Boston Marathon, and they forgot that all that chemicals coming down from the sky is toxic. And I've had on my website, on the blog before Larry died, my webmaster died a couple of weeks ago, that's why my website isn't as updated as it normally would be, as we're seeking a new webmaster to be able to fulfill Larry's light. That's what we call him. He was an unbelievable webmaster. But what I'm noticing is that it's just crazy what's going on in this world, and the false flags of misdirection where the public is not brought to full attention on what the seriousness of plutonium is about. Why we would use nuclear power as our source of power right now. And they're building more of them. They're not cutting back. Oregon, Washington, California, they're illegal. And, okay, so we have no more nuclear power plants on those three states. But guess what? Hanford is leaking radioactivity into the Columbia River right now. What do you think that's going to do with our salmon?
Rick, when we come back, we're going to take a call from John. John's calling in from Missouri. We'll take that call when we come back on the other side of this break. Rick, you've wiped a smile right off my face, and everyone else's too, and for good reason. Dr. Richard.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Man, oh man. Our federal government has engineered the environment where 20% of families are now on food stamps. 20% of American families. One out of five American families is on food stamps. Do you believe it? Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. A-L-A-N. RichardAllenMiller.com. John from Missouri, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli.
Hi, Vin and Dr. Miller. I've got two quick issues here, things that I wanted to tell you about. The when I heard Dr. Miller talking last hour about the way things, in when he was in school and how the teachers looked at him thinking he was ADHD and stuff, that's me. That's the way they were, and I end up being in what they called the, and, you know, they put me in the learning resource rooms, and you know, when I was just a young, I mean, 2-3 years old, I was tearing apart everything in the house and putting it all back together. And, you know, it was driving, you know, you go to school and start taking everything apart and put together. They're like, hey, you can't do that. Stop. Stop doing that. And, you know, and the thing is that instead of taking and working with me to try to, and make me excel further, they said, stop, we can't have you do that, and we're going to send you to Michigan State University so you can be studied. And so I went through all this, they took me to all this,
and tried to study me. By the way, that's a horrible experience.
It is. And, you know, I'm in a second grader, and I'm being looked over like with a magnifying glass because they are identifying that I have a very, very high ability to build and construct and fix things, but they didn't think that I was very good at reading and writing. I'm like, well, okay. You know, what's going to get me through my future? You know, I'm 46 years old, and I fix things today. I don't read and write very well. I don't speak very well. But, you know, in eighth grade, I actually had a teacher that actually was listening and found that I was very good in math. And they started pushing in. By that time, I had already lost a lot of my basic mathematical type things that should have been taught to me earlier in life.
Because they were concerned
that, well, we got to make this dumb kid read. And they weren't looking at I still today would love to be an engineer because I think that I automatically have that.
You're 46?
I'm 46 now.
Yeah, you have no excuse for not going back and getting your degree if you want it. My daughter did it at your age, and she's now chief financial officer for the state of Oregon. She didn't even have any college when she came out of high school, had kids right out of the gate, and at age 42, she went back to school, got her degree, and then with her, quote, advanced math skills, thanks, Dad, she got a job with the state of Oregon as chief financial officer for the state of Oregon. She runs all the money for the state. And she didn't start until she was 44. No excuses. Education is the one thing you can take with you when you die.
Hey, Rick, I've got a thought on this. And I've said in the past many times on the air that none of us here at USAPreparers.com takes direction very well. We would not make good employees. I think all but one of us is not an employee. All of us are, you know, innovators, inventors, CEOs, and run our own businesses.
Yeah.
And as I was listening to you say that, and I hear John saying that, you know, he had trouble in school too from his teachers. Well, so did I. I mean, I really believe that when I was in elementary school, my teachers thought I was retarded and I'd never make it to high school. And when I was in high school, they thought I'd never make it to college. And when I was in college, they thought I'd never make it through college. And then they never thought I'd make it through the master's program. I had a real tough time reading. I was dyslexic, but I always won the science fair. And I'll bet that describes John from Missouri. And you as well. John, thanks so much for the call. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're going to be back on the other side of this break, and we're going to talk more about education, and we're going to talk more about the three greatest threats to us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Whew.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God, you're
take
when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I was thinking about what John from Missouri was saying and his educational experience when he was young, and I'm sure it's just like Rick's and just like mine. And I was also thinking about... I've said in the past that here at USAPrepares.com, we can't hold jobs. None of us is able to hold down a job, and we don't take direction very well. And I'll bet you there's something else, that there's another common thread. I'll bet you that we are among the most fired people on the planet. And I actually believe that there is no other broadcaster who has been fired more frequently in a shorter period of time than me. I'm serious.
That's silly, because in fact I'm 69 and guess what? I'm still working with Navy intelligence. Now, I'm not working for them. I'm working with them, and let me say why. They do not have a handler; they have a wrangler for me. Defined as the individual that handles small children and animals on set. I'm out of control, and what they've decided was my out-of-control directions suit their best interests even more than what they think. In other words, as I am today, and all of you that are listening to me, I am a direct result of my parents resisting the educational system's demands that they wanted to do with me. And here I am today because of the nucleus of a wonderful family that I was luckily came from, and now am able to leave footprints on what I think is needed in educational reform. This is me saying this, and really, John, Vincent, it isn't that you can't keep jobs. It's that most higher employment agency situations allow for level of incompetence. And that part is that you're better than the people you're working for. And that's the way a good management system should be. He goes out and gets the hired guns, the people that get that work done. That's what makes a good manager. And a manager doesn't necessarily have those skills. That's why he finds them. For myself, I'm a physicist, which means I'm a jack of all trades. There isn't anything I can't do. I know how to change an automobile engine, but I busted enough knuckles lifting those engines out that now I would rather have someone else do that. Maybe John, because he knows how to fix things. But that would be where I am at 69. And so what I'm doing now is trying to stay focused on my purpose in this life. And my purpose in this life is to become the best human being I possibly can. I have a spiritual bent, which means I'm a seeker, and I want to be better than I am. And that's what all of us should be doing. And our purpose, then, is what we're going to do uniquely for mankind. And each of us, John and Vincent, all of you, are all equally important in a big picture puzzle that none of us can see, and each of us have a specific reason that we're right here, right now. And when you can somehow identify that and get it, that's when you have the beginning of enlightenment, or knowledge and conversation, as they call it in magic. It has to do with the uniting with the self, the higher part of you. By the way, that's only halfway to God. But that is what man's purpose now is self-realization. And each of us has a purpose in that plan.
Rick, we've got a caller from Pennsylvania. Mark, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm in awe. If there ever was one to stir the brush fires of the mind, it has to be Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And if there's ever one to stir the fire in the belly, it has to be Vincent Finelli. And
the lower brain. There you go, Vinny.
When I'm in class session, it's so amazing that it's the more you guys bring up, there's more questions that come up than answers. We get some answers, but then we are led to more questions, deeper questioning, and that's so. I feel like I'm on the edge of the reef here, on the edge of the reef in the ocean where all the life is just challenging us and all the beauty and amazement. So it's incredible.
Mark, I've got a question for you. I've got a quick question for you. We have the opportunity to do, and I'd like your input because I know you listen to our broadcast. We have the opportunity to stay in Lebanon for the next expo in July, or we can go to Springfield to a slightly smaller venue and pack people in like sardines, or we can go to Kansas City and become even bigger. What do you think?
I like the idea of keeping it local, keeping it Southern Missouri, there's something there that just that rings true. I mean, going when you get when that's the thing when things
you're
get to
about
certain,
Kansas City, Missouri, right?
Yeah, Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where Chuck Walters and Acres USA started. Wir wollen Deutsche bleiben. We all speak German here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would I mean, I would tend to, I don't know. I just like the idea of being, I mean, accessing more people, yes, but there's something about things whenever you get a group too big, you lose the person.
He's right, Vincent. He's right. Like the Brit, where I work, BRITT in Jacksonville, has 2,200 people, and Cindy Lauper and Robert Plant and Steve Miller Band are planning to open. 2,200 people. He's right. The smaller is more, it's different than when you have cell phones, texting, and kids. You know, they're not there for the music. They're there for social. And
well,
so you have choices.
That's why I wanted Mark's opinion, because he's, I know that Mark has listened to lots of broadcasts, lots of networks, and he listens intently to this one. So he's got a critical ear. And Mark, that's why.
It's a
question.
It's an extremely important point about urban and semi-rural communities, that concept of the Grange.
Mm-hmm. Mark, you wanted to talk to Rick about something.
Yeah, I called in last week. I mentioned the couple of shows. I mentioned the event. I don't know if
I have been watching the event. I did not find its writings as good as the 4400, which also was Illusion of Aliens.
Right. Well,
it was about the mutation of man, and I have been watching the event. It's not as well written, my opinion. Not as well written. However,
well, and go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I've been liking MI5. Oh, God, I can't believe they're blowing up all their best actors.
Well, the deal is, and it's not so much about the writing and how, I mean, the storyline's okay, but the concept.
You're talking about the concept of it.
The concept of it, where the aliens have had an accident and they've got stuck on the planet, so they're trying to get back, and in order to do that, they've lost their technology in the plane, in their craft when it crashes, they've lost their technology to be able to portal back home, so they have to figure it out, and over time what they do is they seed our technologies with the nuclear technology, and this was like in the 40s, and this is portrayed in the event.
I got it. I like that concept. Could have had legs to it. Some of it's about the directing.
So the
point,
there's
more than just the fighting too. You know, there's the
point. The point of it is, like I was sharing before, is that it's like, who in the world would come up with these technologies that are, I mean, it's a no brainer. I mean, Oppenheimer said he's the destroyer of worlds, right? So, I mean, when he created the whole nuclear bomb thing, I mean, this is just, it's just, so, I mean, all these threats, and by the that are coming at us, it's like, where do they come from, and who's behind it all? And by the way, Vince, I just learned from another friend who's from St. Louis area, and he's pretty deep in the technology and in the intelligence area with what's going on. And he reminded me, he says, because I brought up this deal about Monsanto, he says Monsanto is the number one employer in the state of Missouri. Isn't that interesting?
Right, and they're bigger than the state of Connecticut. Connecticut took that labeling law off their docket for vote because, and they, quote, could not afford a lawsuit.
Right. Vermont tried to preempt Monsanto. I think it was Vermont or New Hampshire tried to preempt Monsanto and says, "Hey, we understand what you're all about with this GMO and this, and you know, and your stuff's flying in the field and then landing in our territory, and then you claiming that it's that we stole it. We're not going to participate in that." And Monsanto, I think they countersued the state of Vermont, and I don't know what's happened with that. But who are these? What my point is? Who are these beings? Are these are these human beings doing this to humankind?
All right, there was an article on the web. My webmaster died, so it was not posted, but it was extremely significant, where they discovered that Homo sapien and Homo Neanderthal crossbred. And in fact, we have a whole bunch of different genes in us than what we thought was Homo sapien. Isn't that interesting? And further, I think there was a race of men that escaped the flood by going underground, the hollow earth concept. I think it happened. That may be the aliens, because just today, another post I would have put up on my blog that I can't, there was the 10 discoveries in anthropology to suggest technologies way beyond our own with these 12 different artifacts that we had, including a lens, 3,000 years ago, in terms of how to watch stars.
Mark, thanks for the call. Rick and I are going to be back just a couple minutes.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, you know, we've been talking about the three greatest threats that that face us. And Fukushima, number one. And I remember saying on the air, the day after it happened, I was a brand new broadcaster, and I said, this is the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. And people thought I was crazy when I said that. And Rick, it is. It still is the worst disaster. Nothing has eclipsed it as being worse than Fukushima.
Well,
with
a man-made disaster, yes.
Well, no, what I meant, let me clarify what I meant.
You mean it's the worst disaster in anything. Well, yeah, I don't know about that. I will say it is the worst man-made disaster in the world.
That's what I said. Rick, let me clarify.
Yeah.
What I said was, it is the worst man-made disaster since
yes.
Noah's flood. So if you look at Noah's flood as
well,
a disaster.
I don't know that Noah's flood was man-made.
No, I'm not saying it was. I'm saying
okay.
Since Noah's flood, this is the worst thing that we have done to ourselves. This is it.
Oh,
nothing.
Yeah, no question about that.
Nothing is worse than this. And
yeah.
And so I, you know, people haven't understood exactly what I meant, but what I meant was since the flood, nothing's worse than this. And people say, well, Chernobyl was pretty bad. Yeah, it was, but it wasn't worse than this. We have polluted the atmosphere. We have polluted the ocean.
We've done that in several fronts with chemtrails and GMOs as well. They're all about polluting.
Rick, let's talk about how bad Fukushima really is. Now, during the previous part of this broadcast, you talked about 50% of the Japanese are dead. Now, that means
probably,
they are the living dead as well as the living dead as well as the already dead. So 50%. That means and tell me if I'm wrong. That means that the Japanese government lied to the entire planet about how bad this was, including...
They've already acknowledged that. They already humbly resigned. They humbly bowed. They already did that publicly. That already happened last year.
Yeah, but initially they didn't. They didn't.
No. You're missing the point. They did it early because they knew how bad it was and have already... done it during an atmosphere where it was being compared like Chernobyl or Utah. But
it's worse.
In fact, it was much worse, and nobody acknowledged that level of it.
Okay. Now, what about...
They resigned. Do you remember? They're bowing their heads. Yeah. I have pictures on my website from last year of when they're admitting, terrible, blah, blah. But it was done as a face-saving for the real people behind it. And how anyone could allow nuclear energy as a power source in the world.
And what about General Electric? I didn't hear them apologize to anybody for anything. Now, those guys...
British Petroleum Product, BP, and what they did to the Gulf. Oh, no, it's going on all around us in the name of greed and power. The deadly five sins or six sins, whatever way you want to break it down, there it is. That's the evil part of it, is the greed, with no consideration.
I drew a line in the sand.
And our children.
Rick, I drew a line in the sand. I won't buy a General Electric anything. Nothing. Nothing. I won't buy a General Electric light bulb, a light bulb from my car, a refrigerator, a washer, a dishwasher, a washing machine, a dryer, a freezer. Nothing. Nothing from General Electric. Nothing.
Well, I'm going to try to do that with food this next year. I'm going to be, when I go to Chattanooga, I have a caterer that's going to make sure that Dr. Miller's diet is correct. I'm going to try to prove that by changing, he can live to 120. Watch me.
Rick, I am so delighted to call you my friend. I really am. And I'm looking forward to you being at the next Get Prepared Expo, whether it be in Joplin, Lebanon, or Springfield. It's going to be a great expo. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Richard...
I need to talk to you, too.
Okay. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, ALANMiller.com. Link on the website, page one, USAPrepares.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.